Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You heard in the news earlier about this attack, and it really is an attack on the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center. We're joined this morning by Tali Nates, founder and director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center. In recent days, anti-Israel activists have targeted Holocaust museums, including the JHGC, pressurizing them to label Israel's war as genocide, even staging protests at the center itself. We want to understand what is happening on the ground and what Holocaust museums are and are not mandated to do. Talia, very good morning to you. Certainly challenging at times. What are these protests or pressure campaigns, and what has been directed at the Johannesburg Genocide and Holocaust Center?
Thank you, first of all, and good morning, Howard. Always very good to join you in your excellent show.
Thank you.
Our listeners know very well that our founding mission really is to educate. Education, memory, remembering the victims, honoring the survivors, of course, and then what we are and always pride ourselves in is that people can come and talk, learn, have a safe space for dialogue, and hopefully after looking and learning about the Holocaust, about the 1994 genocide against the Tutsi in Rwanda, and connecting to South Africa and our own past and challenges today, that we are still facing, they will learn some lessons, some warning signs. We are certainly not a political organization. We are an education organization. So no one was more surprised than us that we are now, the ones
target.
The very organization
who is fighting for human dignity and for human spirit to remember the tragedies of the past so they aren't repeated is the organization being targeted. It's absurd, but it's not really about the center. It's actually about the Holocaust itself, isn't it? Because there has been an attack on the memory of the Holocaust. Same as there was an attack on the memory of apartheid. The word apartheid now has lost meaning. And throughout this war, there's no doubt that the word Holocaust has been under attack as well. Can you talk to that?
I think, in this day and age, you are so right, that history and many histories, sadly, are being utilized and I would even say weaponized and politicized, I think the use of Holocaust as a weapon is really worrying for me. And the listeners know I'm a second generation myself. I am a historian, but I want to speak as a second generation. My father survived 6 concentration camps. His experience and growing up in that home, knowing what the Holocaust means, the concentration of people, the concentration of Jews, the targeting of Jews in killing sites and killing centers, and it's beyond Auschwitz, So the particularity of the Holocaust is being taken and then weaponized and used for everything. And that is such a worry when history becomes a tool of anything, really anything. And in this case, the attack, on the Holocaust Center is not allowed to speak about the Holocaust, is really worrying for me because we are only 80 years. This year, we actually marking the 80 years after the Holocaust. Right. And in Johannesburg, to our listeners, we have now only about 14 Holocaust survivors that are still with us, cherished. And that is worrying me, because what will happen the day after is the worry.
So how genuine is this movement? Is it just about the noise and the attention, which unfortunately we're giving them by having these conversations, or is it about something deeper?
So, you know, it's very, very difficult for me to actually say, because for me and for us, we meet anyone in good faith, and certainly, you know, I was happy to have a good faith, informal conversation, tell them what we do and how we do it, our founding mission, you know. But as you can see, it's taken out of context, it's wrongly characterized, it's just a lack of wanting to engage, you know, offering to engage, but no refusal to engage, and then a protest. So I'm not exactly sure, and maybe you, Howard, can give us some tips of what actually is in the bottom of it. But we are an education institution. We want to support the curriculum. The national curriculum of the country is teaching about Nazi Germany and the Holocaust, and we cannot do anything else. This is what we are.
The reality is, you know, if you're asking me, I would say to you, whereas you are very, very happy to engage in good faith, this isn't good faith on their side. This isn't about having that conversation with you. Otherwise, they would have approached in a different way. This isn't dialogue. This is really just about performative attention seeking and diminishing the real Holocaust. When we see photos on Twitter, on X, of people looking quite well groomed, say, and a photo saying underneath, I'm a Holocaust survivor, that's a very, very real attempt to diminish the tragedy and the horror of the real Holocaust. And that I think is the danger, is that this is a war against the memory. It's subverting history. And I would say to you that is very dangerous. How active have these protests been?
So first of all, just a small comment that we, the historians, you know, of the Holocaust, are more worried about the distortion of the Holocaust now than the denial. You know, for many years, and we all remember the Deborah Lipstadt trial, you know, against the deniers and so on. That was in the early years. I think today the most dangerous thing is the distortion of using parts, of using social media, using AI, you know, and manipulative way of distorting history. So I just wanted to put it out there that our listeners will be aware and question, because I think nowadays you have to be really critical when you look at pictures like the one that you describe to ask the questions. So we had a protest yesterday. By the way, it's the first one that we had. So can I use the word?
Congratulations, Mazel Tov, virgin. You virgins.
Yeah.
Protest virgins.
Yeah, so you know, our colleagues and friends in Durban and Cape Town are veterans, you
right,
know.
Right.
But we are newcomers. The protest was quiet, posters, lots of slogans, and it went without incident. And of course we live in a democracy, you know, we will not do anything, you know, to say you cannot demonstrate if you have the permits that I hope that they had, but I don't know. they protested. And if they will protest again, I hope that they will at least respect the fact that we are an education institution that is trying to teach at the same time and have dialogue at the same time.
Would you, maybe you should ask them, leave their banners outside and come in and take them through the museum.
Absolutely.
And maybe educate that way. That is where we do have to leave it. Tali Nates, thank you as always. And good luck with this. I have no doubt that this too shall pass. Tali Nates is the founder and director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center.